Good morning, Oregon. It's Wednesday, December 7th. This is Andrew Thien with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. For the first time in 3 years, the Portland area's housing authority is accepting applications to be on the wait list for subsidized housing. Home Forward, the housing agency, is the largest public affordable housing provider in the state. It's accepting applications to be on 33 different wait lists at properties across the region, primarily in Portland and Gresham. Buildings are accepting anywhere between 25 to 3,000 applications for the various lists, depending on the number of available units. People have until December 14th to apply. Portland has an estimated 25,000 households that are severely rent burdened or at risk of losing their housing if rents increase. Metro-wide housing bonds approved by voters in recent years are expected to pay for hundreds of units of housing in the coming years. But at the same time, some protections that had insulated more than 800 units from rent increases are set to expire in the next few years as well, potentially putting even more people in dire financial straits. Jonathan Smith was named as the Pac-12 Coach of the Year, sharing honors with University of Washington coach Kalen DeBoer. Smith led the Oregon State Beavers to a 9-3 record during the regular season. The Beavs face off in the Las Vegas Bowl on December 17th against the University of Florida Gators. 19 different Beavers made the Pac-12's all-conference team, and freshman running back Damian Martinez was named the best offensive freshman in the conference. Smith is the fourth Beaver coach to be named Coach of the Year in the conference. The Oregon Ducks had 6 players make the Pac-12 all-conference team. The Ducks play the University of North Carolina in the Holiday Bowl later this month. Oregon's public schools have more than 80,000 students with disabilities, many who have struggled with the pandemic's long effect on all students. Oregon and federal officials demanded that the 197 different school districts in Oregon provide more intensive follow-ups to those students who may have missed out on speech therapy or one-on-one reading they were entitled. But parents and teachers and advocates say that help hasn't arrived, citing staffing shortages at the school districts across the state. One such example is Megan Coyle and her family down in Salem, Oregon. Her 10-year-old son has been diagnosed with autism, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and a handwriting disability. Remote learning led to severe anxiety for her son, and the family pulled him from school in favor of homeschooling. "He's back now," Coyle said, "but getting the services he needs to catch up has been achingly slow." Quote, "I guess my experience has been and continues to be that nothing happens unless I set it in motion," she said, "and nothing is offered to him unless I very specifically ask for it." To read more about this story, go to oregonlive.com/education. Joe Brown's Caramel Corn, a Portland tradition since 1932 and one of the original tenants of the famed Lloyd Center, is expanding with a new storefront at the site of a prominent Black-owned business in Northeast Portland. The second location of Joe's will be in the space that housed Geneva's Sheer Perfection Salon and Barbershop for 30 years. That's also a business owned by legendary Portlander Paul Knowles, the 92-year-old man affectionately called the Mayor of Northeast Portland. Knowles founded several nightclubs, including the Cotton Club, and was a longtime advocate for Northeast Portland neighborhoods threatened by gentrification. He was a regular fixture at the barbershop as well, where his son, Paul Knowles Jr., cut hair until 2017. Geneva's closed in March 2020 with the pandemic, and Paul Knowles said he wanted to lease the space out, ideally to an African-American-owned business. Enter David Ferguson. Ferguson bought Joe Brown's Caramel Corn in 2019, and he's a Black man who grew up in Northeast Portland and grew up going to the Lloyd Center. The MLK location will open on December 17th. It will feature fresh caramel corn using a vintage 1960s kettle taken from an old Woodburn location of the business. It will also sell ice cream, candy, and other sweet baked treats from the red and blue striped front counter space. For more on this story, go to heroesoregon.com. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.